Jeannie, my black cat, loves to have attention. Yes, Jeannie, my black cat, loves to have attention. And isn't that the way it is with all of us? Jeannie keeps walking around me, sitting on my desk, sitting on my computer keyboard, kissing my fingers, kissing my nose, kissing my elbows, running all over me, just showing how much she loves me and how much she cares for me. As I look down, she's looking up at my face and she's kissing my face and she's saying, "You're pretty nice. I love you. I love you." And she sits on my monitor and she waves her tail back and forth across the screen while I'm typing. And then she puts her leg down as though she's leaning on the most comfortable chair in the world, sitting on the ridge of my monitor. And she just is having the greatest time. She's persistent. And I ask, can I be that way? My cat is always persistent in giving love. Can I be that way? Can I always be that way too? Always reaching out and touching my world with my heart and my soul and my love. I'm always reaching out and being loving, sensitive, and caring in every possible way. Can I always do that? Well, if a cat can do that, I certainly can do that. If a cat can do that and live that way and be that, I certainly can do that too. How does a cat go around doing that? Well, a cat, number one, loves itself. And that is a good lesson for me. Number one, love myself. A cat loves itself and thinks that it is just the greatest thing ever to walk the face of the earth. And a cat walks with such gentleness and such tenderness. It leaps up onto a table or a chair or into a tree or anything that it does with such grace and such charm. And then when it comes down with a bump. It doesn't have to, but it is announcing to the world, "I'm here." It's announcing to the world, "Hey, I like me." It's announcing to the world, "This is my world and I am so happy in it. And hey, pay attention, I'm here now. I'm walking my road. Pay attention, I'm here now." And as we pay attention to our cat, as we pay attention to our children, as we pay attention to our husband or wife or family or world, as we pay attention, we find our world pays attention to us. But it doesn't really matter, and that's the wonderful thing. It doesn't really matter whether our world pays any attention to us or not. It only matters that we pay attention to ourselves, and we pay attention to our world, and we pay it with all our heart, our soul, our being, with all that we are. When we pay attention to what all that we are, some magical things take place in our life that are just utterly amazing. Just having me being shown by my cat that love is something to really give away and with no possession, no expectation, anything coming back. Little Jeannie, she's a pure black cat, totally black, looks at me with her beautiful green eyes and she sparkles at me and she wags her tail gently from side to side looking at me saying, "Yeah, you're okay. You're a good guy. You're wonderful. I love you." And then she goes and showers me with kisses, showers me with her hugging, showers me with slithering between my legs and over my body and just saying, "I like you. You are wonderful. You just sort of are a compliment to who I am. And I like me. Oh my, do I like me." If you ever want to learn how to like yourself, start watching a cat. Start watching how a cat cleans itself. Start watching how a cat takes care of itself. Start watching how a cat eats its food and throws its pieces around. And when it has its food bowl, it reaches in and takes a piece. One little piece at a time. It eats, it eats a lot, but it eats a little bit at a time, gently. A cat loves itself 100% and shares itself with its world, saying, "Hey, I like you. I like you. I'm going to dance around you. I'm going to look into your eyes. I'm going to smile at you. I'm going to kiss you. I'm going to do everything to you. Oh, yes. But I'm going to first keep myself pure and clean." And this is easy done. Cats always lick themselves and keep their fur all perfect and wonderful. They make sure that they are wonderful. And when they're giving themselves this personal bath, their bodies are twisted and contorted and turned, and you look down and you say, "Wow, what an interesting way to give yourself a bath." Well, now, can we give ourselves a bath? Not from the outside, from the inside. Can we give ourselves a bath by saying, "I like me. I'm a wonderful person. I enjoy life. Oh my, do I enjoy life." Can we? The cats are doing that all the time. The dogs are doing that all the time. Rex will lay down and he will stretch out on a carpet and he'll say, "Oh, it feels so good." And he'll roll over on his back and he'll sort of wiggle back and forth like giving himself a back massage. And then he'll lay on his side, and then he'll roll to the other side, and then he'll lift up his head, and then he'll see something, and up he jumps as though he's a young puppy. And he's 9 years old, but he jumps up just like he's a puppy. And then when I say, "Okay, now it's time to go, time to leave this warm, friendly monastery where we are having our meal, and it's time to go back to our house. Come on, Rex." And Rex says, "Oh, I like it here. It's so comfortable here." You see, they do what they like to do. They love themselves first. And as they love themselves first, they just sort of cuddle in wherever they are. And it is so great. I like watching how Rex eats his food. He will eat its hard kernels, and if one or two of them jumps out of his bowl, he'll reach over to the side and get it. And sometimes it'll jump into his water bowl, and he'll reach in there and take it out. But he's always loving himself. He's always enjoying himself. And we go for a walk around the path, the miles of meditation paths here at the University of Healing, the Absolute Monastery. And as we walk around these miles of meditation paths every day, at least once every day, he decides he wants some hugging. He wants some loving. So he walks through between my legs and stops and then says, "All right, hug me now." He'll come from the back and get his head out because he wants his head massaged and loved. And then I have to bend over and hug it. I have to. It's the most loving, wonderful thing in the world to do. And I bend down and I snuggle him and I hug him. And he looks up at me with those big brown eyes and says, "You know, I'm glad I got you. I'm glad I created you. You're so easy. I just crawl between your legs and you just snuggle me to pieces. And I crawl backwards between your legs and you snuggle my rump. And you just massage me and you just make me feel so wonderful." And not quite like a cat. When a cat has had enough, a cat just gets up and goes. But Rex will stand there and say, "I never have enough of that wonderful stuff," and he will just stand there. Now, they are wonderful. They love attention. They love feelings that they are being enjoyed, that they are being appreciated, that they are being loved. They love that. Do you think you and I love that too? Do you think we like to have attention, that we like to have other people love us and other people tell us how much they love us and how much they enjoy our company? Well, if that's true, why is it that we miss the first boat, which is having ourselves love ourselves? Having ourselves say, "Yes, you're wonderful. Yes, you're fantastic. Yes, you're glorious. Yes, you're good. Yes, you're magical. Yes, you are something so stupendous, so marvelous, so wonderful." Say it to yourself. Not modern or not in any way sickening, but love yourself. Love yourself. Before you go to bed at night, Give your body a massage. Run your fingertips all over your body and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. It doesn't have to be a professional massage or anything like that, but just a loving massage. And then when you wake up in the morning, stretch and say, oh, I love this body. And then again, give yourself a quick massage. Just let your fingertips run over your body and say, yep, every part of my body, every organ action function of my body is perfect right now. I'm perfect. I'm wonderful. I'm fantastic. And you will feel like $1 million. You will feel just absolutely wonderful. But of course, that's the way it should be. Now, Jeannie, my cat, knows that. Rex, my dog, knows that. And I am learning that too. And I'm enjoying every loving caress, every loving thought, every loving being. And I give in unconditional love to my world, and my world gives back to me in unconditional love too. It's so wonderful. It's so good. It's so great to be who I am. Have a good day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.